I was very sad.
It's beautiful, Baruch Hashem. Beautiful. You enjoyed? Alright, it's very appropriate to the point in the Akdama we're up to. We're towards the end of the Akdama already. Probably have today and one more shiur on the Akdama probably, and we get supposed to start Perek Aleph. But the Akdama itself, every word we're learning is such yisoides of life. We're up to the paragraph Ha'alicha Bedrachav, towards the end of the Akdama, where the Ramchal is showing the yisodos of Avodas Hashem through the pasuk of Ma Hashem Lekecha Shalom Kim Liyira as Hashem Lekecha Lechecha Drachav La'avos O La'avodos Hashem Lekecha B'chol V'chol Chanashcha Halicha B'drachav, as the pasuk said, L'leches B'chol Drachav, right? To go in all the ways of Hashem. So it's very appropriate to be learning about this a little bit during Sefer Bereishis, I believe. What does it mean, Halicha B'drachav? Let's just read the first line. Halicha bedrachav, to go in his ways, to follow in the ways of Hashem. Kolel kol inyan yosher hamidos visikunim. That includes all of the ideas of being straight in areas of our midos, our character traits, visikunim, and the ways to fix them, the ways to grow in our midos. It's very appropriate, I believe, to be learning about this during Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis, the first of the five books of the Torah, which we're in the middle of, we just read Parshas Vayetze, we'll be learning Vayishlach. Take Vayetze. Vayetze, a full parsha in the Torah. How many mitzvahs were in Parshas Vayetze? How many mitzvahs can we learn in Parshas Vayetze? Are you to tell us? Zero. Zero mitzvahs in Parshas Vayetze. Right? And that's most parshas in Sefer Bereishis. Vayishlach, this upcoming week, we actually learn one. What mitzvah do we learn in parshas Vayishlach? Excellent. Gid Anosha. There are only, in all of Sefer Bereishis, in the entire Sefer Bereishis, there are how many mitzvahs? How many mitzvahs? Are you on a roll? No? What? Three. Three mitzvahs. Puravu, Bris Mila, and Gid Anosha. Puravu, Bris Mila, and Gid Anosha. Three mitzvahs. 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. If we divided by that five, it'd be, we spoke about this once before, right? We'd have 121 per sefer. Right about. No, 123 maybe. 123 per sefer. Right? And here we have three, all of Sefer Bereishis, three mitzvahs. So we could explain that there's a beautiful concept we all know, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. And when you read through Sefer Bereishis, what are we trying to learn about? We're reading the storylines of our Avos, our Imos, and we're trying to understand and learn about Midos Tovos and Midos Ros. We learn about Midos Ros, and we learn about Esav, and we learn about Yishmael. We learn about Midas Toivos in our Avos and Erimos and the Shiftei Ka. We even see a little bit of Midas Rose from them, what to walk away from, and back even to Adam Rishon and Kayin and Hevel. And there's so much to be learning in areas of Midos. Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah. And you know what? The emes is, in the world of Yeshiva, it's not emphasized enough to work on our Midos, to grow in our Midos. And this is another area, like so many of the areas he speaks about, which it's understood and thought that we have them already. Of course, you're gonna be a nice guy. You're gonna be a nice guy. You're gonna be a giving person. So we have to learn Torah. That's what we have to learn, and it's so important to learn Torah. But so chas v'shalom, not to be continuing to grow in our midos. Yeah, hopefully we're nice people, but can we be nicer people? Do we have enough humility? Do we sometimes have gaiva? Are we as giving and as empathetic as we should be? We have to halicha bedrachav koilo kol inyan yoshar midos tikunim. And this is Sefer Bereishis a little bit. It's an area we have to spend more time growing in and working in. So let's read inside. Halicha bedrachav koilo kol inyan yoshar midos tikunim. V'hu ma shebe aru zechroinu levrachav, the Gemara in Shabbos says, mahu rachum af atar rachum. What's that mean? Just like he is merciful, so too we have to be merciful. Meaning what? When we work on our midos, when we work on our character traits, we are emulating Hashem, we're being more godlike. Uklal calls that Sheyina Ga'adam Kol Midosav V'chol Minei Pulosav Al Pi HaYosher V'HaMusar. And a person has to accustom himself that his character traits and his actions should be yashrus, straight and ethical. Straight and ethical. Everything we do. To be an Erlich Hayid used to be the greatest compliment in the world, to be an Erlich Hayid. That means I have yashrus, I'm correct, I'm ethical, I'm thought out. Lo aleinu, I don't let the taivas get the best of me and say that suddenly in the areas of business and in the areas of interpersonal relationships, halacha doesn't apply. Lo aleinu. My Rebbe, Rav Nathan Zvi Finkel, he used to speak about this topic all the time. Derech Eretz Kanu L'Torah, I remember he used to say, a ben Torah who doesn't have proper midos is nishta ben Torah. It's not a ben Torah. What does it mean a ben Torah? That you have a lot of Torah knowledge, that you learn a lot of hours a day. The Torah is not affecting you in a way that you have proper midos. Derech Eretz Kanu L'Torah. What does it mean to have proper midos also? We can't learn our midos from society and culture. What's accepted, what's moral, what's ethical in society doesn't mean is what Rabbi Yisrael wants for us. That's subjective ethics and morals, not objective. You know, the first... What sefer of Torah Baal Peh discusses midos a lot? Where would you think right away? You want to work on your midos, and you want to learn... But you want to learn, not necessarily, although we're going to be learning in Sifrei Musar, Sifrei Machshava, you want to actually go to the source. You want to learn a sefer in Torah Baal Peh. What would you choose to work on Musar, to work on Midos, Toivos? What would you choose? Pirkei Avos, right? Ethics of our fathers. Pirkei Avos. Although that's not the translation of Pirkei Avos, obviously, right? But Pirkei Avos, it's chapters, really, but... L'maisa, Pirkei Avos is so much about Midos. But what's the first Mishnah, opening Mishnah of Pirkei Avos? Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, U'masar L'Yeshua. So he points, he knows it well. U'masar L'Yeshua, Yeshua is a kingdom, Anshikon's Gdola. It's a history lesson. The first Mishnah is a history lesson, how the Torah was given over. That doesn't sound like it should be in Pirkei Avos. Jewish history in Pirkei Avos. Ma'in Yishmita Yitzar Sinai. It's not teaching. The MS is... And all the Mefarshim explain this, the Rav and others, that the first Mishnah is trying to teach us, you know where all of our midos come from, you know where all of our interpersonal relations come from. They don't come from the subjectivity of the society we live in. They don't come from the secular culture we live in. They come from Torah, they come from our Messiah. We have an objective truth of what appropriate midos is. We have an objective truth to how we're supposed to be acting, based on the study of Torah. That's why it starts with that. That's what it means. That sheyinag adam kol midos v'chol b'nei pulosav al pi ha-yosher v'ha-musar. Uklal chachach, continue on. Uklal chachach meinez v'chol l'vracha. And he quotes here, obviously, a Mishnah in Avos. How are we supposed to act? Kol she teferes lo-seh v'teferes lo-min ha-adam. Interesting, right? We don't just have to care about how we're treating the Rabbonu Shel Olam and how the Rabbonu Shel Olam thinks of us. But we should be both splendorous in the eyes of Hashem and splendorous in the eyes of other people. Meaning what? That's when you have good midos, when you're treating people properly. A person who's a Ben Torah, a true Ben Torah, should walk around and people should look, that's how I want to be like. That's what I aspire. Not Chas V'Shalom, when you have society looks down upon those who sit and learn, because they don't necessarily, those Chas V'Shalom, who don't understand this and don't act with appropriate midos, tovos in life, aren't giving people, aren't caring people. The Hainu, that is, Kol HaHolech El Tachlis HaTova HaMitas, that those who are geared to that purpose, to find that truth that is good, the Hainu Shetolata Chizik HaTorah V'tikin Achvas HaMedinos, that ultimately, when our learning and our growth should create both chizek haTorah, it strengthens Torah. Meaning what? Again, it's we have our midos and our character strengthens Torah because it brings us back to the Torah, brings us back to connect to Hashem, and brings others to want to connect to Hashem when they see someone acting in such a way. And v'tikun achvas amedinos, and it also brings together achva v'reyos, brings together achdos, brings together oneness, and as we need so badly achdos in Klal Yisrael. We need so badly achdos in Klal Yisrael. You look in Klal Yisrael, how much machloikes amongst the frum Jews, between the frum and the non-frum Jews, the machloikes that goes on in Eretz Yisrael, in the holiest of places. Unfortunately, we need more tikkun amidos. We need more anava, more humility, more care, more empathy, looking to grow, looking to find a certain connection in a beautiful way to bring about shalom. Because that's what Kosh Baruch Hu is waiting for, until it brings geula ultimately. That's when we'll have the redemption, Bez Hashem, because we know the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. So tikkun amidos, the importance of studying and learning and trying to be metaken amidos. Not just leave it to what might happen because we know it's important. Let's read on another next paragraph, the next subject matter. Again, and this is just outlining the main avoidos that we need to work on. Ha'ava. When we spoke about Yira and we spoke about Midos, and now what about Ahava, love of Hashem? She had nikbe b'leva Adam, Ahava lav yisbarach. She be permanent in our hearts, a love for Hashem. We should have love for Hashem, not just be serving Hashem because we have to and we need to, we know it's right. But I mamish love Hashem. If we stop and realize and think about all that Hashem does for us, how can we not love Hashem? How can we not love someone who gives us $1 billion every day? Literally $1 billion every day, right? Where do I see that from? Baruch Hashem, we right here, sitting around here, everyone right here has our eyesight, right? We all have our eyesight. Baruch Hashem, we're supposed to be able to see. Chas v'shalom lo aleinu. We start losing our eyesight, and we go to a doctor, and they say, within another month, you're going to lose your eyesight. Unless you come up with $10 million, there's a way, Mamish, this is not a trick, Mamish MS is a way to fix your eyes, but it costs $10 million. $10 million, your parents and your grandparents and your uncles and your friends, everyone will do anything in their world to find that money. Anything. Anything they can. You give up everything, or you try to come to some kind of, you know, whatever the money is, our eyesight is priceless. Our eyesight is priceless. And every morning we wake up and we have the ability to see, and we have the ability to talk, and the ability to smell, and the ability to walk. Right? A couple weeks ago for a morning, you woke up, it was hard to walk. You realize the schus it is to walk, right? The schus, so we're not going to love, we don't think about these things enough. We have to be nikveh b'lev adam aval av yisbarach. And what's the byproduct of love? Ad chis oyer nasho lasas nachas ruach lefanav. Until your soul is so stirred out, all you want to do is bring happiness to Hashem. This is based on the famous vart of Rav Dessler, Michtam Elio, right? Where Ava is rooted in Hav, to give. Love is rooted in desire to give. If I have so much love for the Ribbono Shalom, what do I want to do for the Ribbono Shalom? I want to give to the Ribbono Shalom. If Be'ez Hashem, B'Shatayva, one day, you'll be Zoyche with your wife. The true love in marriage, is not giving and taking. It's giving and giving. It's you're giving 100% to your wife, and your wife's giving 100% to you. Obviously, by default, you also take, but that's not the purpose in it. I love my wife so much, all I want to do is give to her. Not because I want to give so that she gives me back. I want to give because I love you. If I want to give so you give me back, who are you really loving? Who are you really loving you want to give to be given back? You're loving yourself. If you're giving to be given back, you're just loving yourself. If you're giving in order to give, because that's Ava, that's love, and that's what the Ramchal is saying here. You really love the Ribbono Shalom, you want to give to. How do we give to the Ribbono Shalom? I can't buy a present for the Ribbono Shalom like I can for my wife. I can't write a card like I can for my wife. What can I do? The Ribbono Shalom already told us what he wants us to do for him. 613 mitzvos. V'gisa bo yom v'layla, learn his holy Torah. That brings him nachas ruach. That's our way to give. That's our way to show I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's just finish this up. Like a person naturally has such love for his father and mother. So what do we want to do? We want to make them happy. We want to do for them. And it's not just buying them presents. We want to make them happy by doing what we know they want us to do. When we make them proud. You know what? Where you give to your parents most, it's not by buying them a present. It's when you make them proud. When you live up to what they want for you. So too the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Eibishter. I love the Rabbeinu Shalom. I want to make him proud. V'yitzter, and one is pained. Im chaser zem itzido o me'acherim. We're pained if the nachas ruach Hashem is not being given by us. When we look back and say, I had a bad day, I missed a minyan, I didn't daven as well, I fell in, as nichshon shmir, and I am afterwards, I feel bad about it. Why do I feel bad about it? Hopefully not just because of my personal life, I feel bad because I know that the Rabbeinu Shalom is feeling bad. I know that I'm not giving to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I know, or achirim. When you see other people, lo aleinu, not serving Kodesh Baruch Hu properly, I feel bad about that too. Why? Because I have such love for Hashem, I want everyone just to give to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Myself and others. I have such love for Hashem that the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvot, I want others to love Hashem more. I want others to do good for Hashem. When you love something, right? When you love, you lahavdil. You saw a great sports moment. And awesome, someone, one of my Talmidim, to show me a big game buzzer beater, the Celtics Heat buzzer beater from the corner. He was all excited about it. He loved that. He wanted to share it with others. When you love the Rabbeinu Shalom, you want other people to love the Rabbeinu Shalom. You want everyone to love the Rabbeinu Shalom. Means I want everyone to give to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and it hurts you. I'm mitzdar if not. Are we mitzdar when we're not serving the Rabbeinu Shalom properly, or others are not serving the Rabbeinu Shalom properly? That's true ava, just to give and give and give. V'kane al zeh, and you have a certain jealousness, which means you desire it so deeply. You're jealous of me. You want it so deeply. All I want to do is give to Hashem and have a burning love for Hashem. V'yizmach simcha rabba basoso davar mizeh. And I have a great joy when this is actually being accomplished, when this is actually being done, when either I'm serving the Rabbeinu Shalom properly, other people are serving the Rabbeinu Shalom properly. That's a true symbolism, my love for Hashem, which is ultimately the highest level we have to achieve. Yira, it comes first, but it has to build the ava, a passion, a love, and Meretz Hashem, we should be zeicha through all of our learning. We'll continue next time. I think, hopefully, maybe finish the Akdama next time, Bez Hashem is Baruch.